This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden ordered his staff to prepare additional measures if troubled talks over Iran's nuclear program, which resumed Thursday in Vienna, failed to reach a resolution. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters the president had asked his staff to be ready to take on other measures should the talks fail. Diplomacy cannot get on track soon, and if Iran's nuclear program continues to accelerate, then we will have no choice but to take additional measures to further restrict Iran's revenue-producing sectors. The latest round of talks paused on December 3rd, with Western participants accusing Iran of going back on progress made earlier this year. International diplomats restarted the talks Thursday for what the chair of the negotiations called the difficult endeavor of reviving the 2015 deal between Iran and world powers. The World Health Organization's Africa regional health officials said Thursday that while the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19 has driven up cases dramatically, there are early indications the variant is less severe than the Delta strain. The WHO and five southern African countries accounted for 86% of all cases reported over the past week. Southern Africa recorded the highest increase with 140% rise, mainly driven by South Africa, where the cases were up 225%. The WHO's immunization and vaccine development chief said, while it is very small sample size, the data is preliminary and would indicate the Omicron strand may cause less severe disease. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. is expanding COVID-19 boosters, opening a third dose of Pfizer's vaccine to people as young as age 16. The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday cleared an extra dose for those ages 16 and 17. And the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention rapidly endorse a booster for those ages. It's not clear if younger teens will need one. The U.S. and many of other nations already urging adults to get a booster to pump up their immunity months after their initial vaccination. In the U.S., the Pfizer vaccine is the only option for children and teenagers. Nicaragua on Thursday broke its long-standing diplomatic ties with Taiwan, switching allegiance to Beijing, and in a recognition of the Chinese Communist Party's One China principle and reducing Taipei's dwindling pool of international allies. In a statement, the government of the Republic of Nicaragua announced it's breaking diplomatic relations with Taiwan and ceases to have any contact or official relationship. Chinese state media and government representatives from China and Nicaragua would hold talks Friday in northern China. Taiwan responded quickly, expressing pain and regret at the decision, and said the Central American country's president, Daniel Ortega, had disregarded the friendship between the peoples of Taiwan and Nicaragua. China says Taiwan is one of its provinces with no right to the trappings of a state and has stepped up pressure to win away Taiwan's remaining allies, especially in Central America and the Caribbean, with El Salvador and Dominican Republic going over to Beijing in 2018 and Panama the year before. At least 53 mostly Central American migrants died when the truck transporting them turned over in southern Mexico on Thursday in one of the worst accidents to befall people risking their lives to reach the United States border. The accident occurred when the truck crashed on a sharp curve in the state of Chiapas, according to the head of the Chiapas Civil Protection Agency. President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, in a Twitter post, expressed his sorrow at the very painful incident. For more news, please join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.